Hello, everyone. This is Steve Lasky, editorial director for Endeavor Business Media. We're here with James Chung, the founder and CEO of VidSys, and we're going to discuss with him sort of the morphing and migration and convergence of PSIM into the sensor-based technology and concept. And James, you were an early adopter of PSIM. You really were one of the foundational thinkers in that solution. But you sort of taken things in a different direction, and it seems to be in keeping with how the industry is moving forward. Absolutely. Can you explain?
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, I think that there's been a lot of evolution and change in our space, right? I think especially over the last 3 to 5 years, we have seen the dominance of IT and IP, and also more recently, the impact as well as the value of cyber. Mm-hmm. And so from a security perspective, when we helped coin the term PSIM in 2006,
right.
There was no PSIM.
Right.
And it was really a concept because that was the platform we were going to bring to market.
Right.
And so I think that PSIM was really a market category in about 2010.
Right.
But that was really the beginning of our roadmap of where we were predicting the industry to be headed. And so in 2010, with the adoption of PSIM into the security market, the physical security market, there has been evolution. And where we believe it is today and where it's headed is that the converged security is really gaining momentum. In London a couple months ago, I spoke as one of the keynotes on the topic of converged security.
Right.
And really what that addresses is the enterprise security risk management as a much broader category. And PSIM was specifically for the physical security market.
Correct.
And that's why its term acronym is Physical Security Information Management.
Correct.
Right? So right now with CSIM, that's the evolution of PSIM for VidSys, is
right.
That is a converged security, which includes cyber, electronic, IT, logical, and combines that as a holistic view of security,
right.
Converged security, where you're not only protecting the front door, but the back door.
Right.
And that it's equally important for having the front and the back secure to really make sure your risk is mitigated.
Right.
The information management piece of it is really about even the non-security pieces, the sensors that you talked
right.
about, where it's really about the IoT, the data,
right.
the social media, the big data, analytics, things that are fire, life, safety, automation. And so we believe that as we see the market evolving and our customers' really requirements changing,
we believe
that the investment that we've been making the last 2-3 years into convergence is now paying off, and that there is recognition of that being a very important factor.
James, do you kind of see the mindset of your end user customers now moving towards taking security from just, like you said, mm-hmm. garden doors and making sure we're monitoring parking lots with, mm-hmm. with video to more of a risk-based approach?
Oh, absolutely.
But risk is almost supplanting security
yes.
as the mindset, so this is a perfect solution.
Absolutely, and I think the reality, and you can validate it as well, Steve, with all the industry contacts you have, but what we see now is the organizational convergence happening.
Exactly.
That there's no longer a CIO in charge of everything, or even just the CSO in
right.
charge of everything. There's even new acronyms and terms and titles like
right.
CISO,
right.
where they're both information security, but also the security pieces as well.
Right.
And so the convergence of the organization taking place enables now leadership and kind of the policies, the risk to be managed at a location within the corporation or the agency or the organization properly.
Right.
Whereas we had competing factors last time, or even today we have that, but it's starting to change.
Right.
And the operational convergence is also happening, where you're now seeing unified operation centers.
And that's the unified communication, unified operation.
Absolutely.
is now the paradigm shift.
Yes.
But you also look at things with the unbelievable expansion of IoT.
Yep.
You know, the devices now are looked at as sensors. I mean, everything.
Absolutely.
You know, a video camera to a street lamp.
To your Fitbits.
Right, exactly. So everything's a device. How do you think the emergence of machine learning and the evolution of advanced AI is going to impact where you're going as VidSys, but also how the entire market is going to look at a CSIM or a PSIM or a VMS approach?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think even at this show here at GSX, you know, what we have been showing is that the AI pieces and software that's more intelligent,
right,
and allowing the tool to be more automated,
right,
is absolutely necessary.
Right.
The IoT, depending on the analyst you talk about or talk to, between 30 to 50 billion objects can be connected in the next 2 to 3 years. And those are a lot of objects connecting to the cloud of some sort or some network. And really the IoT market is measured in trillions of dollars. Security market is billions of dollars, right? So you got a next level of complexity and pervasive data sensors happening, and so without AI, without analytics, without big data, you know, you won't be able to manage anything. And that's really why people are really understanding that it is important to talk about cyber as well as physical. It is important to talk about software, not just hardware, right? And that's the transformation and the evolution we see, and that's where CSIM has been introduced, which was about 3 years ago.
You know, and it's interesting that we, you know, we keep harping on what AI is bringing to the table as far as aggregating and forensically downloading, a desktop type of illustration for the user.
Mm-hmm.
But again, at the same time, though, the data is only data.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be able to have humans at the other end be able to assimilate that data and react on it.
Yep.
So how do we take the advancing AI and machine learning, all these concepts, but at the same time make our operators, make our users smarter, and understand how to take the information and move it forward?
So I think that's why the challenge to the industry and companies like VidSys and others and our partners is that we have to focus on not just providing the data or managing just the data. That's something you have to do anyways, but the real important part is really converting data into meaningful and actionable information to the users.
Right.
And
how do we do that?
And that's where the technology and the process and the people have to come together.
Right.
And so, you know, really I think that the solution is not just one single threaded.
Right.
It's not just getting a best technology. It's not going to solve your problem.
Technology.
You really have to integrate the technology with proper procedures and the process and have the right people. Because although AI is supposed to maybe not necessarily always replace people, but certainly help people to work smarter, better, more efficiently, and more accurately, so that, again, the people, process, and technology have to really be understood as all three very critical components. And that's how people are going to actually be successful. And, you know, the challenges are going to be solved by people. So I always tell our, you know, staff and the management, it's all about people, guys. I mean, people make products. People solves, you know, problems. And so I think that, again, as the market is evolving, we're really seeing a lot of big data and more data happening. I feel like our contribution to helping our customers is getting to be even more important.
I don't think we could end that on a better note. So technology is only good as the people on the other end. Very good. I want to thank James Chong for joining us again, and we look forward to visiting with folks down the line here in our industry, and stay tuned to SIW Podcasts, and we'll see you on the next one. Thanks a lot.